In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest location on the south end of Lincoln City, overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Got the PGA Championship on in here. We always have a race to see whose TV is going to be ahead of the other one, and you currently got a sizable lead on me right now, and I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, but what you do is you end up going back to the home screen, and then you're like, it's like a restart, and then you get ahead of me.
You're going to fist pump over there, but my TV is going to be delayed, so I'm not going to know what you're fist pumping about. I got to turn around and look at your TV. It's a whole thing.
What's Bryson doing with this beard goatee deal?
Isn't it funny how golfers have that? We do this in other sports as well, but the aesthetics of a guy, I just, like Aaron Rye's near the top of the leaderboard. Nobody knows that name. I don't blame you. I don't like Aaron Rye. You know why? He wears two gloves, and they're dark gloves, too.
I just don't get why you need two.
It's like a quarterback that wears two gloves. I lose trust immediately in you.
Yeah.
And wearing two gloves, I just automatic judge.
Have you ever worn two gloves to see what it's like?
Only in rainy conditions I'll wear rain gloves. That's it.
Yeah.
But like a normal round of golf,
frozen, you know, if it's like super ice cold.
Cold, you're playing early in the
morning. I'll wear those kind of gloves.
Yeah, you know, try and warm your hands up a little bit. Outside of that, dude, you look like a bitch.
Yeah.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's go to Chicago, talk to our good buddy Shane Reinhardt. He is our Chicago expert.
About time he answered the phone.
He books guests for you. That's what he does. That's what his thing is. He's not answering the phone. We call him at Shane underscore Reinhardt on Twitter. Our Chicago.
I was on another call. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Wait, you booked an interview before our interview?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Who does that?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
We have a clock.
Hey, we love you.
Come
buddy.
On, man.
We still love you, Shane. I do miss,
dude,
though.
I get clock.
Yeah. Can we get to where your cooking content is gone? I feel like I'm not getting enough cooking content.
No
you.
More Shane's meat on my Instagram
what
feed
happened?
Anymore. It's like, yeah, I got a hot girlfriend and a cool dog.
Yeah.
I don't really eat anymore. It's the depression.
Okay.
And that makes me like, no. I don't want to eat. So I do like peanut butter and jelly.
Wow.
I bet it's a damn good peanut butter and jelly, though.
Very fancy peanut butter and jelly. I'll do it.
All right. Shane Reinhardt, our guest, good buddy, our correspondent in Chicago.
I used to cook steak in my... I'm not kidding. This was 2 years ago.
We sent him pictures of our meat.
I used to cook steak in my kitchen, and I'd watch his Instagram story, and he'd be like, I'm cooking steak tonight, and it would be perfect. And then I'd compare my steak to his steak, and I'd be like, there's enough pink in here. I think he'd approve.
Yeah, I sent a steak to him one time, and a bunch of listeners made fun of me, and then I never felt comfortable showing my meat in public again, so I just stopped doing it. But I thought it tasted fine. Hey, what's going on?
What cut is your favorite? Both of you guys.
If I have any choice, it doesn't matter how I feel. Like my ultimate cut, I mean, come on, ribeye, bone in.
Yeah, bone in, ribeye. Okay. Yeah,
got it. Yeah.
I'm a big tomahawk guy too. Whenever I get a tomahawk in me, I feel fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love that.
All right. What's your favorite cut of meat?
Hanger.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hanger's a good one. It's versatile.
That's a good call.
Yeah, love hanger.
I love where this is going. Let's talk about this Bears story from yesterday, Shane. You're a big Bears guy, and there's like almost multiple different kind of pinpoint, you know, offshoots you could go here. First is them being open with Seth Wickersham over a year ago about this. Then there's the Bears angle of they didn't really coach him in his rookie year. Like, what the hell's going on there? Caleb maybe nuking the city to try and get out. Like, when you read through this and you see this story, what's the biggest takeaway from you?
No, I mean, coaches don't give that much guidance to players on tape as people think they do. I don't think that Shane Waldron was a good OC, and I don't think that Matt Eberflus was a good head coach. But what Caleb thought he was getting into with the Bears was not what NFL head coaches and coordinators do normally, right? I think that Ben Johnston and his staff, they're going to be much better than what they were. But I think Caleb might have had like a false interpretation of what coaches were going into the NFL before he went into the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Carl Williams a little bit. You've had him on before on the radio, so I'm just curious. Is it one of those he proved to be right ultimately, but still not a good look situation?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I love a good football dad, you know? Like, Carl is a very good football dad. And in Caleb's case, he didn't have an agent. I would much rather have my dad, who knows me, represent me more than an agent would, right? So I think that Caleb made the right choice in having his dad like fight for him. But he knows what's right for his son more than an agent would, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think what's interesting here is this kind of report came out about a year ago when Cowherd had said it. And I know you guys talked to him over there and he kind of walked it back a little bit. But I'm just curious what the overall feeling and thought was the fan base initially from the report of looking for a stake in ownership type stuff, a percentage split and all that. Like, were people worried about this when it happened and then it went away and now we're worried again?
No. Like, he was just a young kid who was, like, concerned about where he'd go. And there should be plenty of concerns about, like, how the Bears run their team. I get that completely. George McCaskey is a good dude. He's not a great owner. Kevin Warren is a really good dude. He is someone who's never run an NFL team before. All of these people know how to run football, but when it comes to the Bears, like, a team that doesn't spend money and doesn't really know how to, I don't blame Caleb for being worried about coming to the Bears at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wrap. I mean, their history kind of speaks for itself. I'll let you go on this one, Shane. One of my favorite tweets I've seen here in the last couple of weeks is you mic dropping having the Pope's phone number, and I have a follow up to that. So one,
Pope Leo.
That's question one. Question two, like, have you attempted a phone call to that number?
I
need a follow up here.
Yeah.
No, I've not talked to Leo since he was, is it elected?
I think so. Yeah, I think
you
that call works.
Pope elected.
Yeah.
Since he was made Pope. I've talked to his brothers, but I've not talked to him. It's a weird thing. Like, when someone's local, and I've worked in media outside of sports in Chicago, so you kind of have those guys' numbers. He's going to be great. And it's so nice to have, like, a White Sox fan as the Pope.
Dude, it went viral that he was at they had caught him on camera at the World Series. He's, like, standing in the stands.
The Sun Times found that video. It's awesome. It's so cool. I love having a Pope from Chicago.
I just feel like there's a window here where the White Sox win two series in a row, and it's like, how about our Sox, huh, Leo? All is well. God bless. Like, just a window to send a text.
That's a really bad baseball team, and they're good right now.
Yes.
Like, I don't think there's any coincidence that they got good once the Pope, who's a White Sox fan, got elected, quote-unquote, as a Pope.
His Holiness, man. He's a powerful dude. Shane Riordan, go give him a follow on Twitter, @Shane_Riordan. He's our Chicago correspondent. We love having him on the show. I hope I get to see your meet again at some point soon, because I miss it. And thanks, buddy, man. It was great catching up with you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.